Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Monday. It is Monday. We have a new president. The weekend was packed full with all kinds of celebrations and protests, and I thought we would address some of that today. The power to the people somehow was seen to others to be dismal and dark. How can that possibly be? Friday, there was an inauguration of the president. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were sworn into office. The weekend was followed with many celebrations and events to celebrate the so-called peaceful exchange of power. I had to laugh on Friday as Donald Trump gave his 16-minute inaugural speech. I just got off the air, and I had it up on live stream. And I walked into my office, and I sat down at my desk, and I heard him say the words, powering the people, returning the power back to the people, which had been what I had talked about in my monologue that morning on Friday. It was as if he was listening to me. The mainstream media deemed the speech to be dark and negative and dismal and concentrating on what was wrong with the nation and not to believe we were listening to the same speech. I don't believe we were listening to the same speech. Empowering the people, how is this dismal and dark? Well, the elite were perhaps sad, those ones sitting behind him, and the media, who hates our constitutional republic, were sad, but the speech was not dismal or dark. I thought it was kind of a little pep rally. It was only 16 minutes, but I thought it was kind of a pep rally. The weekend was packed with lots of negativity and dismal, but as the media immediately led with fake news regarding the bust of Martin Luther King being removed from the White House, which was completely false and untrue, they apologized, but not until after the story was out and circulated numerous times. Then we had the Women's March, which I will address separately today. They had a huge turnout, and the press began showing photos of the crowd, also the crowd of the inauguration, and comparing those crowds. And the mainstream media immediately tried to say that the inauguration was not greatly attended, showing photos prior to the entire crowd arriving and or taking at angles, making it look less. Do you remember when the bikers rode into D.C.? The media refused to acknowledge those crowds, and the truckers as well. But the mainstream media was all over the Women Against Donald Trump protest and march. You do see the significance here, right? The White House immediately called out the lying fake news press. And who was the dismal and negative this weekend? They were. For their lies and their biased coverage, the media quickly defending themselves, many, including Fox News' Chris Wallace, calling the White House petty, that they shouldn't even bother with that. You know, this is absurd to me. I saw Wallace go after Rince Priebus last night, or yesterday, and he was wrong. The White House has every right to expect the media to tell the truth, and when they don't, to call them out. Because you and I, if we're not watching somebody else, even Chris Wallace, you're not going to know the truth. I saw another anchor, Chuck Todd, he went at Kellyanne Conway. And he was wrong. And Kellyanne Conway took him to the woodshed. She explained to him how why aren't they covering this and that and that and this, talking about the things that were really going on? The truth, the facts about Obamacare and who it's hurting and the millions of people that it's hurting. The truth and the facts about other things that are happening. But no. So who was the petty one, Chuck? Looks to me, and it sounds to me, like the media believes they can put out any false or partially correct information and not have to answer for it. They're not used to it. I've mentioned to you many times that it's going to be up to we the people to pull the reins in on the Democrats, the rhinos, and the media. It will not be easy. It will take much vigilance and persistence. It will be work. 202-224-3121 is that DC switchboard. And for the press, call the networks. Better yet, call their advertisers. Stop supporting their advertisers. And oh, those sobbing women. The Women's March was for the hate of Trump, claiming he isn't their president. You know, it's going to be bad. You know it's going to be bad. When it starts out with Jane Fonda, one of the oldest female traitors alive here in the United States of America, how badly she treated our military in Vietnam and betrayed them. Madonna, as disgusting as always, talking and threatening how she thought about blowing up the White House. You know, people used to get arrested for such talk. Using her genuinely, always vulgar language, the F word repeated numerous times, the women, I will not call them ladies, donning their special little hats, had young girls in the march listening to the vulgarity and the cursing and the lies. When one protester was asked what rights they had lost, she claimed none. They are protesting for the rights they might lose. That's my paraphrasing. They are marching and hating because the mainstream media has promoted the hate of Donald Trump, focusing and commenting on statements made, taking them out of context because they can't seem to understand plain language. And now, the vulgar talk in that private interview, yes, absolutely disgusting and unacceptable. But it was not more vulgar. It was not more unacceptable than the language exercised by the women during the march on Saturday. The signs were bad. We can't even repeat them. Can't read them on the air. Judge Jean said it was so bad that they couldn't allow the cameras to focus on them and put that on the air. Bad. And they're upset because Trump said bad and mean things? Let me again emphasize, young women, young girls were there. The hats, those ridiculous hats, representing a part of the female anatomy, and they proudly titled them, forgive me, pussy hats. I'm going to go into a break now, and I want to finish talking about what is really going on with the women's marching. What's really taking place with their march? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we shall be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. As we were going into the break, I was just starting to get onto these Southern women that were doing this women's march. So I want to continue with that and explain to you exactly what's going on. Now, you remember the hippies, right? And I kind of grew up in that era. I was not a hippie. Mom and Daddy wouldn't allow it. But I kind of grew up in that era. The hippies' revolution of free love is actually driving this mentality today of the sexual revolution. The women, in their sexual revolution, which is what abortion is about, plus the annihilation of a race for a perfect white race, Margaret Sanger being the founder of Planned Parenthood and the promoter of abortion and the biggest racist of all. And all those black women that were walking in this march for their choice to abort their babies haven't got a clue what it was originally all about. So they seem to be worried they're going to lose that choice, their right to have an abortion, if Planned Parenthood is defunded. Well, the reality is, as I see it, abortion will still exist. But they will lose the right to force me, you, taxpayers, to pay for their abortions. The sexual revolution and free love is about not having responsibilities for your actions. I say your choice. Be responsible and accept the consequences of your choices and your actions. You know, I hate abortion. Those baby females and males have a right to life. But not in the eyes of the liberal progressives and the selfish women, feminists, who believe in free love. Well, there is nothing in life free. And there is and always will be consequences for actions. The truth, my dear friends, is that America's problem is a matter of the heart, the hearts of the people. We have turned our heads and let these liberals, these progressives, these hippies have their way. We have accepted their stupidity, and now it's coming home to roost. However, as I always say, we the people are the solution. Make your voices heard and keep squeaking, because the squeaky wheel, as my daddy always says, gets the grease. The American people who do love life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, and property, it is you that will bring America home. Going back into what's going on with this revolution of the women, the liberal progressives and the selfish women, the feminists who believe in free love, they were really marching for Planned Parenthood and abortion. That's what they were marching about. They could care less because they're in this sexual revolution, and they could care less whether Donald Trump was vulgar or not vulgar. They don't care. It matters not to them that Bill Clinton was guilty of rape and sexual abuse of women. They don't care about that. They care about themselves. And let me emphasize one more time. There were young women and little girls in this walk. Oh, yeah, and there were some men wearing those funky little hats. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And I don't mind telling Madonna or Jane Fonda to their face that they are disgusting. And their revolution, their sexual revolution, is tearing this nation apart. You know, that's what all the homosexuality and the free love is all about. Do whatever you want. Be free to love. But there are consequences. There are diseases, and there's pregnancies that come with that freedom. There are consequences to those choices. Now, the pro-life women, they didn't want them there. And I'm going to scold them a little bit for even going. But I'll pat them on the back a little, because they were standing up for life. And because they didn't want them there and wouldn't allow them there, they decided to crash the party. And they went to the front of the line, and they were carrying abortion betrays women. StudentsForLife.org. At least they've got that right. And I don't know if they were wearing any of those stupid little hats. I hope they were not. There was a sign that the Women's Revolution was carrying in their march that said, again, forgive me, but they were talking about the women's anatomy. We have this, that's biology. Well, maybe they missed the bathroom revolution that said it didn't matter what anatomy you had. You could use whatever bathroom you wanted, whatever sex you felt that day. Freedom has consequences. This kind of freedom is chaos. That's not the kind of freedom that our founding fathers fought a war for. That revolution was for liberty, not for chaos. It was for equality, not for chaos. Free love has consequences. It most definitely has, and people get hurt in the wake. Trump tweeted out about the Women's March, and there was supposed to have been, first they said it was 100,000, 200,000, and then the police said, no, there was 1 million. And Trump said, where were they when they were voting? Why weren't they out there voting? They should have voted against him. I would imagine the majority of them did not vote. I'm just guessing. I don't have any statistics to back that up. It said here that the gender gap in the election was large and that Trump beat Clinton by 53% to 41% among men, while Clinton won among women 54% to 42%. The gender breakdown among white voters was different, however. Trump beat Clinton among white women 53% to 43%. I don't like being broke down like that because I think we're all Americans, and I believe these people marching are completely clueless. Completely clueless, and I know they're lost. And you know what kind of lost I mean. Well, billionaire George Soros, he has ties to more than 50 partners in that Women's March on Washington. That doesn't come as a surprise, does it? He was paying protesters to protest during the inauguration. This man hates liberty. Those women are being used by a man filled with hate. But they don't care. As long as they've got their funding and their money, they don't care. George Soros is an evil man, but very wealthy. He has plenty of money to keep causing trouble in these United States of America. Trump's inaugural address... His inaugural address, I can't talk today, it must be Monday. It focused on we. He left himself out of the speech almost entirely. You wouldn't know that by listening to mainstream media. But he focused on we the people, and he stated that this is not about a party gaining power. It's about putting power back in the hands of the people. We the people, the Republic, who are supposed to be the ones in charge, and let me tell you, it is our fault that it has gone downhill because we left our post. We the people, we left our post. Going into a break, your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. We the people? Oh yeah, we'll be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? Costa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com. As we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann. My topic today, I'm really talking about the inauguration and the first hours here of President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence and what's going on and the things they have done and the Women's March, which I found very disgusting. But I won't call them ladies. I will not call them ladies. When you have somebody like Madonna and Jane Fonda leading the march, you know it isn't good. It's not good for America. They have every right to protest, but when they do as they did, they show their true character, and it's anything but honorable. And my heart breaks that these mothers took their young daughters to this. It just breaks. What an example to set for them. Well, the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, he made a point during his busy inauguration time to call the husband of the fallen Orlando Lieutenant Deborah Clayton's Lieutenant Clayton was violently gunned down after making contact with a wanted murderer, Markeith Lloyd. After a week-long manhunt, Lloyd was taken into custody. Lieutenant Deborah Clayton's husband received a phone call from President-elect Donald Trump in the days after her death. Florida State Attorney General Pam Bondi said on Wednesday that Trump and Seth, Clayton's husband, had a brief, very touching private conversation between two husbands. Lieutenant Deborah Clayton left behind a devoted family and many relationships in the Orlando community. One of the paragraphs in this article says, as rioters have taken to the streets to destroy innocent people's property, by the way, that's not what you have the right to do. That's not a peaceful demonstration. But as rioters have taken to the streets to destroy innocent people's property and safety in protest of our new president, law enforcement all across our country breathes a sigh of relief for the incoming administration. As the wife of a brave peacemaker, knowing that we have a leader who supports our officers takes a huge weight off my heart. God bless the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and God bless the USA. And this was written by a cover wife, it says, by cover wife. And it is on the website of Heroes, Fallen Heroes. Donald Trump, the incoming president, took the time to make that phone call. Nobody else did. Well, I saw this, and I have to... You get angry, but you have to laugh at the stupidity of these elected officials. And Lindsey Graham's one I love to laugh at. He says, I don't know what America First means. Well, let me put it to you simply, Senator Graham. It means whenever you legislate anything, if America isn't at the top of the list, then you haven't put America first. If it's an unconstitutional bill or legislation, you haven't put America first. If you're profiting in your pockets instead of the American people, then you have not put America first. Graham said to the president, if America First is a throwback to the 20s and the 30s isolationism, when it was first used as a phrase, the world would deteriorate even quicker. If it is a new way of Ronald Reagan's peace through strength, I would like to work with him. I don't know what America First means. I think you know perfectly well what it means, Senator Graham. Perfectly well. I laugh at the stupidity of their comments. So political. He doesn't like President Donald Trump. That's obvious. It's been obvious a very long time. We're very fortunate that Lindsey Graham did not do well in the primaries. He would have been a very poor leader of the United States. And he proves it by making a stupid comment here. I don't know why you elected him as your senator, but we've got some here in Missouri. I don't know why we've elected either. Well, WikiLeaks, they're threatening, they're asking, anybody who's got Donald Trump's tax returns, send them our way. We're going to make them publicized because Donald hasn't done that yet, and everybody's upset with Donald Trump. But, you know, he did make his profit and loss public. He did do that, which really tells you more than any tax return. And I really could care less what his tax return is. I don't care at all. I want him to make America great again. Maybe we'll all be billionaires. I don't care to be a billionaire. But if I did, I'd help you all out. I sure would. I want them to get off his back, get going with this administration, start approving his cabinet, and let's get going forward. Give him a chance to do what he said. If he doesn't do it, if it doesn't work, we won't reelect him in 4 years. This march of the women and these protesters, they're not protesting Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, they hate him. But it's the people who elected him they're really ticked at. So let's bring it on home, okay? Bring it on. Come talk to me. Let's talk about constitutional rights. Let's talk about why you think I should pay for your abortion because you want to have this sexual revolution and free love with whomever, whenever you want, without responsibilities. Let's talk about how that is constitutional or not constitutional, or right, or righteous, or wrong. They don't want to talk about that, because that makes me a bigot. But WikiLeaks doesn't want to be considered, biased, so they want to... They've put out a call for anybody who's got that to send it to them. And they've got links on this particular article. And I thought that was kind of comical. That was just me. I see things a little differently than some people. And I had to cackle when I saw, and I literally did laugh out loud, literally laughed out loud. Last night I was going through the news, getting all the tweets, and this one's from Newsmax, and they titled it, it's by Reuters, really, but Newsmax was resending it out. The FBI Director Comey, who angered the Democrats. You remember, first he loved the Democrats. First they loved him, and then they didn't like him. Well, he got a hug from Trump. And I just had to laugh at the title of that because of the implications that it gave. But the FBI Director, James Comey, upset Democrats over the email drama that engulfed Democrat Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. But on Sunday, he got a hug from President Donald Trump. It occurred at a reception for law enforcement and security officials in the White House Blue Room on Trump's second full day as president. Trump saw Comey in the audience and called out to him, and Comey then strode up to Trump, who took his hand and gave him a hug. He's become more famous than me, Donald Trump said as he chuckled. Now, you have to laugh at this. I know that many of you think it's not funny. Many of you think that he did that on purpose to ruin Hillary, but I'm going to tell you what. Hillary was already going downhill. And Hillary was singing his praises just months prior to that. But the emails kept coming in, and he still did nothing about it. But WikiLeaks, they claim it was Russia. WikiLeaks says Russia had nothing to do with it, but divulged the emails of the Democrat National Convention Committee. It was ugly. It was vulgar. It was bad language. It was bigoted. It was prejudiced against races, against Jews. It was bad. But nobody talks about that. We're getting ready to go into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410.
Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition. Good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Final segment of the day's show. It goes so fast. And I opened up the lines and you all haven't called. I think it you might be in shock about some of the top content, but I'm going to tell you what. This Women's March, it tells you what's wrong with this nation. If you can go, I will not read the signs to you. But if you can go somewhere and look up the pictures of the signs these women were carrying and the young girls and little girls that were there reading them and the things that Madonna said and others, the vulgarity, they're not ladies. And they certainly don't represent me, my daughter-in-laws, or my children, my granddaughters. And I wouldn't want one of my granddaughters within 10 feet of these people. Well, Trump's hard at work. I've never seen a man that works harder than this guy. He goes with no sleep. I mean, basically, very little sleep. Well, he's going to renegotiate NAFTA with Mexico and Canada, it says. On Sunday, he plans to talk soon with the leaders of Canada and Mexico to begin renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. We will be starting negotiations, he says, having to do with NAFTA. We are going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and on security at the borders. Trump pledged during his presidential campaign that if elected, he would renegotiate the NAFTA trade pact to provide a favorable terms to the United States. NAFTA, which took effect in 1994 and other trade deals, became lightning rods for voter anger in the U.S. industrial heartland states that swept Trump to power this last year. Trade experts say Canada and Mexico will also seek tough concessions and that NAFTA's zero tariff rate would be extremely difficult to alter. Any renegotiation would likely take several years, they say. Well, you know what? I don't think so. The president has been really amazing, Trump said. I think we are going to have a very good result for Mexico and the United States and everybody involved. Amazing how they're ready to talk now before they were using bad language regarding Donald Trump, who was not yet sworn in as president. Rudy to the New York Times says Trump is rebuilding a brand of the United States. Donald Trump is radically changing the optics of the presidency as he embraces the pomp and patriotism visuals to project himself as a unifying commander-in-chief. That's what I heard in the speeches this weekend that I actually caught, the inaugural speech, the speech at the inaugural ball, and he had some others before CIA. I heard somebody wanting to bring people together, but the media wants to keep everybody angry and separated, and they cannot say enough bad things, false things, fake news at Donald Trump. This goes on to say, and this is Rudy Giuliani, he wants to redevelop the brand of the presidency of the United States. He says the brand is tarnished. He's a brand guy. You know, that's what advertising on the radio is about. It's not necessarily just to get numbers and money in. It's about branding your name. Coca-Cola doesn't continue to run advertising because they need to sell more Coca-Cola. They want to keep their name branded. The same with other popular products. You use their product when you go buy something else. You use their name. I'm going to go get a Coke, whether it's a Coke or something else. Branding who you are is so important. You know, I followed a pretty hard act with my mentor, Derry Brownfield, and it took me a long time. I'm still growing in my abilities to be on air with you. But I'm getting stronger every day. But I had to get my own brand because I wasn't him. I didn't walk in his shoes. I didn't live the life he lived. Branding is important. It's very important. Your reputation, who you are. Well, we know the brand of Jane Fonda, and we know the brand of Madonna, and we know the brand of these women that follow after them. They lack the ability to lead. They follow somebody like that because they lack understanding of who they really are. This isn't who they should be, but this is who they are branded to be now. And those poor young women and young girls that were there. Branding. Branding who the President of the United States should be. Representing the power of we the people. We the people. You know, I mentioned taking over. Well, I didn't take over. I had to start fresh, really, after I lost my boss. I had to go get my own LLC and my own show and start fresh. My own equipment. I bought used equipment, and I'm here. But come Friday, remember I made a big deal out of it here a little over a year ago. And it was February 27th that I had my 1,000th show. Well, January 27th, we will hit 1,500. We will have done 500 more shows. each one very precious to me as I spend an hour of the morning with you. And I've received a lot of letters in the last few weeks giving me pats on the back and encouragement. It truly does take all of us. And when I started my show, I wanted it to be your voice. And I've tried very hard to keep it that way. You get my opinions, but I want to hear yours as well. Even the ones I don't agree with. We all learn from one another. We truly are the melting pot. And as long as we have that common denominator, which should be our constitution and liberty, we can stand together. We can sit together every weekday morning, sip a cup of coffee or tea, figure it all out, and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.